So this is the civilist poet, my predecessor on the civilist front for Wales, Vernon Watkins, and of course he's well known as friend and editor of friend of Dylan Thomas and editor of the letters of Dylan Thomas. He was born in Maesteg in 1906, educated at the Repton School and Magdalen College, Cambridge, where he read modern languages. He published his first book, The Ballad of the Mary Lwyd, in 1941 when he was 35 years old, but it established his reputation as a leading poet of the English language. He was a close friend of Dylan Thomas and edited a collection of his letters. He was supposed to take up his position of poet laureate in 1967, but unfortunately died before he could take it up. And in the Second War, he worked at Bletchley Park on decoding. He was also an artist as well as a poet, and there's a memorial to him in Hunts Bay Gower. So I'm just going to read out a little of the Ballad of the Mary Lwyd. And the Mary Lwyd was it's called the Grey Mary in English, Mary Lwyd, and it was a horse's head that was carried around in effigy on New Year's night, and there ensued a rhyming competition between those inside the house and outside the house, so at the end of the night no one knew if they were inside or outside. So this is the Ballad of the Mary Lwyd, prologue, spoken by the announcer of the ballad. Mary Lwyd, horse of frost, star horse and white horse of the sea, is carried to us. The dead return. Those exiles carry her, they who seem holy and have put on corruption, they who seem corrupt and have put on holiness. They strain against the door. They strain towards the fire which fosters and warms the living. The living who have cast them out from their own fear, from their own fear of themselves into the outer loneliness of death, rejected them and cast them out forever. The living cringe and warm themselves at the fire, shrinking from that loneliness, that singleness of heart. The living are defended by the rich warmth of the flames which keeps that loneliness out. Terrified, they hear the dead tapping at the panes. Then they rise up, armed with the warmth of firelight and the condition of scorn. It is New Year's night. Midnight is burning like a taper. In an hour, in less than an hour, it will be blown out. It is the moment of conscience, the living moment, the dead moment. Listen. Pitch black darkness, a long table laid with a white cloth, a door on stage right, a broad window next to it, the two lobes of a pendulum. When light comes, it is so contrived as to throw their shadows to the extreme ends of the room. Between these ends, stylistic figures whose movements exaggerate human movements. A skull may be suggested at one shadow limit of the pendulum and a fillet at the other. Midnight, 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 midnight. Hark at the hands of the clock. Now dead men rise in the frost of the stars and fists on the coffins knock. They dropped in their graves without one sound. Then they were steady and stiff. But now they tear through the frost the ground as heretic, drunkard and thief. Why should you fear, though they might pass ripping the stitch of grief? The white sheet under the frosted glass, crisp and still as a leaf. Or look through sockets that once were eyes, at the table and white cloth spread. The terrible picklock charities raised the erected dead. Under your walls they gnaw like mice, virtue is unmasked. The hands of a clock betray your vice, they give what none have asked. For they have burrowed beneath the graves and found what the good gave most. Refuse cast by the righteous waves, in fossil, wraith and ghost.